There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
SilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Hour 2 of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, I want to highlight one thing, and then I'm going to let Stephanie take over for a couple minutes here. We're talking about what's going on in Connecticut right now concerning the Supreme Court in Connecticut said that it was unconstitutional to execute those that kill the innocent. Okay? And I want you to understand that soft judges produce hardened criminals, and they're actually advocating the crime. They're telling people, if you want to commit the crime, you better do it here. We won't kill you. We'll just put you up for the rest of your life. On the dime of the taxpayer in the United States of America. In America, you can't tolerate this, because if you do, don't complain about it. But I want to bring this to a consummation in the sense of understanding that God gave his law because he loves. And the fulfilling of the law is love. And when you look in Romans 13, it says, to own no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Okay? He said right after that in verse 9, Romans 13, thou shalt not commit adultery, because if you do, there's consequence. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Thou shalt not kill, because if you do, there's consequence. Right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Thou shalt not steal, because if you do, there's consequence. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Thou shalt not bear false witness, because if you do, there's consequence. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Why? Because love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Love owes his brothers and his sisters the truth in Christ. And not to allow the sin, but to actually advocate and to bring forth righteousness through Christ. Again, therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And I wanted to make sure people understood that that is the pith and marrow of the heart of understanding what God's law is for.
Well, amen. And we're speaking that truth to the nation 6 days a week. Constantly. I mean, on the radio 6 days a week, then we're talking about internationally in 53 countries as well. And if you want to be a part of supporting who it is that we are and what it is that we're doing, because you're getting fed on a daily basis, you're saying, preach it. Boy, I wish everyone would speak this truth. Our country would change in a week.
It would.
We all have a job to do, and we all can do our part. And one of the ways that you can do your part is by supporting this work that we're doing here at the Sons of Liberty. Please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for our new listeners, what that means is you support us on a monthly basis to be able to preach this message across this nation, literally coast to coast. We're gearing up for 12 days here to be in Minnesota at the Minnesota State Fair in the lower level of the grandstand. If you're in the area, please stop by and say hello. We're going to be out in Texas after that. We're doing a girls event here in Minnesota in October. Then we're looking to go back on the East Coast. We're not just sitting behind a microphone because it's a good thing to do. We want to preach this message and get it across this nation. And you can be a part of doing just that. Become a son or daughter of liberty by going to the website, clicking on the button, choose your level of membership, and you can sign up today. And also, for those of you who can do a one-time donation, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Donations Gratefully Received. I also want to remind you that if you're not getting our updates where you can see what's going on with the Sons of Liberty, where we're at, what we're doing, please sign up for our weekly updates. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that says Sign Up Here for weekly updates, and you can go ahead and get informed on a weekly basis as far as where we're going and what we're doing. One more thing. I want to direct your attention to all of our wonderful products. In fact, I am excited here because we are getting some new products coming in to the Sons of Liberty, which we're very excited about. They look beautiful, and we can't wait to share them with you. So we've got some fun things coming up here soon. Check out the store. Always being updated. Some good things coming your way.
Speaking of new listeners, we just wanted to welcome WZNG 1400 AM, Shelbyville, Tennessee. They're called Zinger.
Nice.
Yeah, we wanted to welcome your affiliation
Zinger.
With the Sons of Liberty, and we appreciate your trust. Again, Zinger, WZNG 1400 AM, Shelby, Tennessee, just picked us up. And again, we appreciate you guys, giving you guys a shout out there. Folks, hour two now. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. I know I'm dumping a lot of information on you right now. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to highlight that Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted, friends, listen carefully, a church that's doing its job here, Alabama Church, builds gun range in the name of Jesus Christ.
I love that.
Wow. Oh, that's
way
extremism.
To go.
No. Extremism is when government actually sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb. Let's put this into perspective.
Okay.
And it's our right, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, to actually be armed just in case something goes amiss. And guess what, friends? There's a whole lot going amiss. Isn't that interesting? Alabama Church builds gun range in the name of Jesus Christ. Also wanted to highlight on sonsoflibertymedia.com, black pastors call out racist Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. Finally, folks, I want everybody to understand, this was brought up yesterday. I was on a radio interview with Lanny James out down south. I believe he's in Mississippi. Lanny James, and we were talking about some of the things going on, and what about the support for Barack Hussein Obama? I said he does not have it. I know that the American people are under the delusion that the blacks support him, when in fact nobody stands against him more than the blacks or the Hispanics, friends. We need to get this right. You need to understand that you're being inundated through the state-controlled media, who means to undo everything you are through their lies. Folks, we need to wake up and understand that is not the fact. This administration does not have the support that the state control means you to believe that he has. He does not. Just wanted to highlight that. Black pastors call out racist Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. Finally. Amen. Hallelujah. Folks, again, it's hour two, and what I want to do is I want to get over to what I promised and stay to the course, stay to the plan, stick to the plan, right? And it was called Beware of the Smiling Traitor. And it was actually my last week's article. And, interestingly enough, look at that. That's great.
Wow.
Yeah. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks. I want you to listen carefully, because Marcus Tullius Cicero said it in 106 B.C. before Christ. He said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly, but the traitor moves amongst within the gate freely. He sly whispers, rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself, for the traitor appears not a traitor, but yet this one does. He speaks in a sense familiar to the victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city," said Marcus Tullius Cicero. "He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. The traitor is the plague." Folks, I'm talking about the guy in the White House that everybody's complaining about. You need to understand that he is a reflection of what you tolerate. We know what we're dealing with, friends. So 318 million people in this country need to lawfully deal with the issues at hand so we can have our country back. Beware of the smiling traitor. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, hour two, talking about the smiling traitor within. I want to lay a premise, and I want people to understand what we're dealing with concerning this criminal administration and why I call it criminal. We know that this administration has transgressed. That means he has given the American people the finger. 318 million people the finger while transgressing the Constitution over 1,068 times. Okay? Does anybody understand what took place during the impeachment of Andrew Johnson? Do you know that he only committed a misdemeanor and the first offense brought forth impeachment charges? Johnson, President Johnson, after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, who was the 17th president, was impeached on February 24th, 1868, in the United States House of Representatives, representing who, friends? You, the people, on 11 articles of impeachment detailing the high crimes and misdemeanors. But I want to highlight the one that got him impeached. In accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the House's primary charge against Johnson was the violation of tenure of office Act passed by Congress the previous year. Specifically, he had removed Edwin Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the Tenure of Office Act was largely designed to protect, from office and replace him with General Ulysses S. Grant. He didn't ask we the people if he could do what he did. Folks, he wasn't impeached for treason. He wasn't impeached for violating the Constitution 1,068 times. No, one misdemeanor brought forth the charge of impeachment. How far, America, you have fallen. How much, America, you have tolerated. You tolerate the smiling traitor within because he reflects who you are. And there is no way you're going to get away from that. How is it that 315 to 318 million people How is it that they can't deal with the high crimes of an administration? How many people within that administration that need to be lawfully dealt with? And yet, what I hear all the time is the complaints concerning Barack. And everybody wants to blame Barack. But who does Barack represent? The people. He's your reflection. Because if he wasn't, why is it that he's gone this far? Especially knowing that he commits the act of treason almost on a weekly basis, friends. And what we see in a country, in this country, is that America is again being diverted away from another treasonous act by this administration. The Iran nuke deal, which is nothing more than the appeasement through funding and enabling militarily America's sworn enemies. Treason, 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 treason. If he's not giving arms, if he's not busted supporting ISIS, if he's not giving away hundreds of millions of dollars to the Muslim Brotherhood, he's got Valerie Jarrett in his ear. She's mama. She wears the pants and she tells Barack which ones to wear. She's an Iranian, friends. He's been busted again. He's not even trying to hide this anymore. He's doing it in the light of day because he is only doing that which you let him get away with. And any other individual that represents us. So, folks, let me do this. Let me cut to the chase. If it was happening, and what was happening in this country, let me say it again. If what was happening in this country was happening in a foreign country, the people in this country would have called for military strikes as well as an all-out manhunt pertaining to the dictators that were guilty of the same things that Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration are guilty of here in America. Oh, don't shout me down. Because you know what I say is true. Let me say that again. If what was happening in this country was happening in a foreign country, the people in this country would have called for military strikes as well as an all-out manhunt pertaining to the dictators that were guilty of the same things that Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration are guilty of here in America. Yet because it's happening here in America, the people have somehow deceived themselves into believing that what they have allowed is not as bad as what is happening over in the third world countries. And what's even worse is that as long as there are smiles and the reciting of the word constitutional, well, he tramples it, by the way, the American people are set at ease only to set themselves up for the next act of treason. But again, friends, as long as he's smiling, everything must be okay. And folks, I want people again to understand that you need to understand that oftentimes, while everybody's making fun of Barack Hussein Obama, you need to understand the joke's on you. And that's why he's smiling. I want to take that to myself now because I was humored the other day when an individual said to me, Bradley, you're so bold and harsh at times. Read Romans 8:14, Hebrews 1:7, Psalm 104, verse 4, Proverbs 28:1. I'll tell you. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. But the Bible tells us that we're ministers of the flames of fire. Psalm 104 says the same thing. And Proverbs 28:1 says that the righteous are made bold as lions. And bold means forward to danger, by the way. Now, to the individual that said, Bradley, you're so bold and harsh at times, I want to equate that to a friend of mine here in the state of Minnesota. When he was a young man, he grew up in a dysfunctional family, but he worked for a local farmer. And he said, that farmer was so harsh with me. He was always really hard on me. And one day his wife came out, the farmer's wife came out, and she explained to him why he was so harsh with my friend. She said, I want you to understand that he was in Vietnam. And then he would see these new recruits come in. They'd be flown over to Vietnam. And he said they wouldn't last very long. They'd be killed. He said they would be killed because they wouldn't listen to orders. They wouldn't listen to orders. And my friend understood what real love was at that particular time. Kind of reminds me of my little boy at one particular point when he was 2.5 years old. He was sitting on my lap. We were driving around a lake, and he wet his diaper. And I asked the girl that was driving to pull over so I could change his diaper. And I also wanted her to understand that I wasn't the one that peed my pants. In the process, she pulled over. I took my little boy and I said, "You don't go anywhere. You listen to what Daddy's telling you. You stay there until I get out." I set him on the grass. And about the time I was ready to get out, all of a sudden my little boy disobeyed me and he ran behind the car and he ran right in front of a van. And that van stopped just in time. If that van would have stopped 2 seconds or 2 inches later, he would have creamed my little boy, in whom I love so much. I ran back there, picked up my little boy, and I spanked his butt, not because I hate him, but because I love him. Jesus said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent." My little boy is not a little boy anymore, and he understands that when I say no, he knows that I'm telling him that because I love him and I don't want him to get hurt in the natural or in the spiritual. And by the way, I love my daddy, which is in heaven, and my big brother, Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of my Father. Blessed be his name forevermore. Not because I have to, but because I'm so thankful for what my Father did through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It was my sin that put him on the cross, and I'm sorry that it had to take the life of his son to redeem me back unto him. And I'm so thankful that he did it. Real love, open rebuke, is better than love carefully concealed. Let love be without dissimulation, a counterfeit love. Man, folks, what we understand to be love today is not love at all. Love is found in Christ's risen nature, not in man's fallen nature. But going on, Bradley, you're so bold and harsh at times. I said, really, is it the command of God concerning the church to warn the people that the house of sin is on fire and that they need to get out lest they perish? Why, yes, it is. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5:11, go back to the Old Testament, Ezekiel 33:3. We're to warn men to flee from the wrath to come. Law of grace, Galatians 3:24, going back to the Old Testament, Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Hey, folks, I'm a preacher. My job is to show you that your sin is before a just and a holy God. Read Exodus 20 and let that law drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. Whereby we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. That's the job of the church, and that's what real love does. Folks, we're talking about the smiling traitor. I'm likening unto myself. I'm laying a premise. Stay with me. It gets even better. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Marcus Tullius Cicero said, "A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within." America, beware the smiling traitor. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The article is posted. Just talking about right before the break, Bradley, you're so bold and harsh at times. I explained love. This is the love that grandpa and grandmas used to exhibit. At least I'm told. Now if you do it, someone tells you to go get an attorney and have them sue you for loving them. Hey, folks, when I do high school assemblies or I do programs, it's interesting when I explain love to them. I'll share with the young people and I'll ask them the question, A or B, is it love? Because there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Is it love to actually watch the cars go over the end of the cliff without warning them? Or is it love B, by getting up in their face and stopping them and telling them, listen, you're going to go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction? What you have been taught, and by the way, friends, this is a fact. That's a true story. Okay? The young people acknowledge love. Get in the face of those that you care about. But you know what they're teaching us today? Well, a concerned committee got together when they noticed cars were going over the end of the cliff and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. A concerned committee got together and said, we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Let the destruction take place so we can feed bureaucracy. How ignorant can a people become? And I guarantee you that's exactly what you're being taught today in America. But going back to the point, I was speaking of the smiling traitor, treason within. And responding to the person that said, Bradley, you're so bold and harsh. I reminded this person that the word of the Lord is like a fire, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces, Jeremiah 23:29. And keep in mind, the false prophets, friends, were always saying smooth things. They were telling you things that you wanted to hear. They were tickling your ear. Now, keep in mind, apostles and prophets, folks, they were stoned by the people. Why? Why was Jesus Christ hung on the cross? Was he appeasing men or was he confronting sin? Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And the prophets, nobody rebuked corruption in government and in the church more than the prophets did, friends. And that's why they were killed. This is my commandment, Jesus said in John 15, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Wait a second, that's not what I'm told today in America. I mean, they got an image of Jesus that he's, you know, this little effeminate pansy walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling them everything's okay. And, well, God's got a wonderful life for their, a wonderful plan for their life. Really? Can you show me that in Scripture? I'd like to see that. Those that even desire to live godly will be persecuted. Through trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven, confirming the souls of the disciples. Wow. The end result is hopefully to bring forth repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20:21, and Galatians 3:24. The job of the church, and by the way, I'm speaking to 78% of America that professes their Christianity. It's your job to magnify God's law, not the crime against the law against the crime. Read Isaiah 42:21. And while the Holy Ghost comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, but oh boy, how little of the character of Jesus Christ do men in America relate or identify with today? Just ask the question. And if you don't ask it, Jesus will ask you. So who do men say that I am? That's what he said to his disciples. He asked them the question, who do men say that I am? Isn't it interesting that the people of the day that witnessed the Godhead in the incarnate through Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God? Isn't it interesting that they equated him to John the Baptist, the one that pointed his finger at King Herod for all of his evils? They answered John the Baptist, Luke 3:19. But some say Elijah. Wasn't the one that was on that Mount Carmel, Elijah? Wasn't he the one that called down fire to destroy the false prophets? Yeah, it was. They thought Jesus was Elijah. 1 Kings 18:38. And others, one of the prophets, Acts 3:22, Moses said prophetically that the Lord will raise up unto you one like unto me. And who is that guy? His name is Jesus Christ. Read Acts 3:22. And if you'd like to see the scripture reference in which I'm talking about, go to Mark 8:27-28. Now, I want to bring you over to George Whitefield, and by the way, this has everything in the world to do with the traitor, the smiling traitor in the White House. Okay? George Whitefield, the Great Awakening field preacher, said, it's a poor sermon that gives no offense, that neither makes the hearer displeased with himself nor with the preacher. Of course not. Matthew 7:29. I went on to tell the individual that I was speaking with that, on the contrary, Bradley, you're so bold and you're harsh. See, the people in this country have been so conditioned to believe that the one who sets the house on fire, encourages and acts out transgressions of God and against God and America's constitutional laws, endangering all within, figuratively speaking, while flattering, lying, smiling, and kissing up about the state of the country, is somehow the individual that is the one that is looking out for the good of the people within. Hey, folks, really? Really? Oh, how deceived you are. Don't you remember? Jesus was betrayed by Judas with a kiss. And what do these smiling traitors do? They kiss up to you. They smile. Oh, everything's okay. You don't have to worry about it. I'll just bring forth the word Constitution, or I'll say God. And then everybody will just go back and rest at ease that everything is in good hands. How's that working out for you, America? Listen again. Figuratively speaking, flattering, lying, smiling, and kissing up about what's going on in this country is somehow the individual that is the one who's looking out for the good of the people within. Isn't that what you're seeing from the people that are betraying you, friends? Yes, it is. And again, keep in mind, Luke 22, verse 48, Judas betrayed Jesus Christ with a kiss. Didn't work out too good for him, the son of perdition, who ended up hanging himself, and his innards came out. Hey, folks, these flattering, lying, smiling, kissing up to you, these are the characteristics of how dictators act, by the way. See, that's the problem that you're having in this country, is because when real leadership comes on the scene, you don't understand that real leaders, they don't care about titles because they're moved by the Spirit of Christ. Because they understand what real leadership is, they follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. Hey, folks, people follow courage, not titles. And guess what real leaders do? They tell you the way it is, whether you like it or not. But going back to Jeremiah 6:16, the Lord said, go back to the old past. The people said we would not have it, to their own demise. When I'm talking about those that are flattering, smiling, kissing up, and lying through their lips, you need to understand that that's the characteristic of how a dictator acts. The religious hypocrites act in such a fashion. Oh, blessings, brother. And the politicians, they're the first one to warm up to you, aren't they? You know, when I do tea parties across the country, I zero in on reps. And I'll tell the people to hold these guys accountable. And I'll call them out for the way it is, regardless if they like it or not. Because I love my country more than I like compromise. These are the first guys to come up to me and kiss up to me and say, oh, Bradley, man, we're on the same side. This is great. Folks, these are the characteristics of how dictators act. They destroy through policy, not law. Listen to what I'm saying to you. They destroy through policy, not law. Hey, folks, if you were to go back to God's Ten Commandments, you wouldn't have to deal with man's 10,000 commandments. Do you know how many policies you could wash away if you knew law? If you would take the time to read your founding documents in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you? You wouldn't have to deal with policy. And this is how they're trying to smother you, America, through the thousands of bills, unlawful bills that they pass every week. As a matter of fact, Senator John Glenn, one of the guys that said he went to the moon, if he was there, and I say if he was there, I wish he would have stayed there. He's the guy that said, well, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the laws that we enact around here. They're not laws. But, folks, he just told on himself. He's violating the Constitution. He's trampling the blood of the sacrifice in Arlington Cemetery and doing what he wills by defying the sacrifice. You are not to tolerate that whatsoever. They don't have the right to violate law. Nobody gave it to them. Interestingly enough, the characteristics of dictators and how they destroy through policy and prosper by craft, they magnify themselves in their own hearts, and by false peace they shall destroy many. They even stand up against the prince of princes and at length shall be broken without hand. Daniel 8:25, you better bet your bottom dollar. And I wanted to remind you as well, friends, what it says in Proverbs 26:28, that a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. What do you see from the White House every day? You see the conservatives asking the question, as 7 years later, you know, why does this guy hate us? Why does this guy hate us? Because he's not of us. He's not us. He said he wanted to fundamentally transform this country. That's what he's been doing with the permission of the apathetic to the equivalent of 315 to 318 million people as they sit back and laugh at you. And through the state-controlled media, promulgate lie after lie after lie after lie. And most people say they don't believe it, yet they act out what they say they don't believe. They hold the truth and unrighteousness, and I say, shame on you. We're going to finish this up when I come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Beware of the smiling traitor. Folks, don't complain about what you tolerate. We're going to finish this up on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob Ellis, owner and operator of AmericanClarion.com. Bradley Dean is one of our newest contributors at American Clarion, and his columns are some of our biggest hit generators. Bradley is a warrior when it comes to speaking the truth unapologetically and with an appeal that people should embrace what's right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Folks, I just wanted to give you a quick shout out. If you want to book us, it's always good to book us out 3 months ahead of the game because we're pretty much stacking up right now. And you know what last year was like, the year before was like, the year before. We just tried to take out the month of July. That didn't work out very well, but we're picking up the year again. And we're rocking and rolling right now. So if you'd like to book us, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, for the sake of time, I need to bring this forth to an end. America, beware of the smiling traitor. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive the treason from within. I highlighted the fact that what we are to be like, strong confidence have they that fear the Lord, and the righteous are made bold as lions. You know, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man, and he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. We need to make the distinction spiritually speaking. It's called discernment. And I'm just kind of ripping this apart, then I'm bringing forth the characteristics of Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Captain of our salvation, the Man of War, the one that brought a sword and not peace. We need to bring this into perspective and understand exactly what he's talking about, folks. And that's what I'm trying to do my best by doing a little bit of an exposition on what's in my heart today. Line upon line, precept upon precept. So let's take this to the end. This only takes place, folks, when we're talking about the characteristics of how dictators act, how they love to flatter, they smile, they kiss up at folks, they're lying to you. And then I read off Proverbs 26:28, a lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it, and a flattering mouth worketh ruin. This is all we see from politicians, and rest assured they're the ones guilty of destroying this country if we tolerate it. Now, again, people need to put into perspective that this only takes place when a people throw off God's moral law. Important note, it's coming into my heart right now. People need to understand the difference between ceremonial law and God's moral law. Christ did not, because he was a preacher of the circumcision, Romans 15, he did not come in to abrogate God's moral law, though he did away with the ceremonial law by encompassing all of it in himself. So there's a difference between ceremonial law and moral law. Christ did not come to abrogate God's moral law. He came to magnify it, Isaiah 42. Just saying. Again, this only takes place, smiling traitors, treason, within the White House, only happens when a people throw off God, when they wickedly depart from God and America's founding documents and give a free hand to the destroyer. John 10:10, the wicked one does what? He comes to destroy, kill, steal, and destroy. What do we see happening? This is a point no one can deny in America. And furthermore, dictators have a smile on their faces. They go along not to offend, but to appease through their lies. That is until, in the transcending mode, they get the power that they desire. Then they begin to dictate by force. I finally communicated to the individual that I was speaking to, you fail to understand that through the rule of force will bring forth war, and the rule of law brings forth peace. Just ask a cop. You know what it says on the side of his car? What does it say right there? It says, peace officer. What do? They enforce the law against crime, right? So, folks, I mean to warn you to get back to God's government so it does not come to that. President James Buchanan rightly said, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. True that. And be it known, America, that you've been warned time and time again concerning the corruption in your government and in your churches, which is God's mercy. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Yet you have done nothing to appease God's wrath by bringing forth judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Because if you did, here's the hope, friends. God said to Jeremiah, when warning Israel, the kings and the priests, the hierarchies, he said, run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem and see now, and know and seek in the broad places thereof. If you can find a man, if there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, God said, if you can find that man, I will pardon it, Jeremiah 5:1. Did he find him? Nope. He could find none that were valiant for the truth. That's why there's a book of Lamentations. And I guarantee you, America, them people had wished they had listened to Jeremiah. As a matter of fact, the kings came to Jeremiah after Jeremiah told them, listen, this is what's going to happen if you don't repent and do what God commands. Guess what's going to happen? Well, they threw him in the stocks, folks. They gave him the bread of affliction until the word came to pass. And then guess what they did? They went back to the prophet and said, will you seek God for us? It was too late then. Folks, don't be like those that observe lying vanities, because at length, friends, you forsake your own mercies. Jonah 2:4. We don't want that. We have to wake up and understand that it's God's mercy. Let me say this in the natural so you can understand. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. And I want to say this. The right time to do the right thing is right now.
That's right. And we don't want to be guilty of the sin of doing nothing. There is a great sin of doing nothing, because when you do nothing, you basically comply with what's going on out there, because you're not fighting against what's going on out there. And one of the ways that you can help is by going to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Perhaps many of you have heard me say this many times, but you haven't yet done it. Just go to the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can't miss the big icon. It says, become a son or daughter of liberty. You click on that button and you can find a level of membership that suits you. What I love about this program is it gives people an opportunity to feel good about what they're supporting. You hear the radio show, you see the fruit of what we're doing, you're getting the truth on a 24/7 basis here at the Sons of Liberty. Literally, when you call our listen line, 605-562-4088, you can literally listen to the Sons of Liberty 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It's really cool,
it
too.
It is. And, and every day that switches over to a new day switches over to a new show. So you don't necessarily have to catch the show during the time it's on. You know, if you're driving in rush hour traffic, if it's 10 o'clock at night, if it's 6 o'clock in the morning, if you're up at 3 a.m., turn on the Sons of Liberty.
What's
because
that number
it's always
again?
Going. It's 1-605-562-4088. 1-605, well, people obviously know, 605-562-4088. Hey, we catch the Sons of Liberty on that number, too, as well. But we really sincerely need
you.
Oh,
when
help.
I have a bad radio show, I'll listen to it and just take a hammer and start beating myself up with it.
Right, right. And I think you're your own worst critic. But the point is that the truth is always being preached. And when I say literally on a 24/7 basis, it literally is with that number. And, of course, you can tune in at any time you want to.
Of course.
So, please,
sure.
Go to Sons of Liberty Radio.
On there right now,
right
sister.
Now, don't delay sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button that talks about Sons and Daughters of Liberty. And, of course, if you can make a one-time donation, we really appreciate your support sincerely. Donations are gratefully received, of course. You have tax-deductible options there, too, as well. We are 501c3. But we want to make sure that you understand that all your giving goes towards making sure that we reach more people across America. And, of course, I want to direct your attention to our store as well. There are so many good products. T-shirts, CDs, DVDs are My War 5-part documentary series. It's continuously being aired on Dove Television. You can tune in there, or you can get your own copy, which is great, because that way you can always have them. You can do home groups, bring people into your house and watch them. You can do it at your youth group, your university, your college campus, at your church. There is no excuse to be doing nothing. Of course, there's Bradley's testimony booklets you can pass out, many good books. There's something for everyone, so please do go to the store. And if you haven't yet signed up to be able to see our weekly newsletter or our media newsletter that goes out once a day, please do sign yourself up for that, because you can always be informed on where the Sons of Liberty is at, what we're doing, the events that we have going on, and if we're in a city near you. And finally, as Bradley mentioned earlier, if you'd like to book Bradley Dean, please do call 1-866-233-0747. Now is the time to get going on that, because, like you said, we work about 3 months out in advance, and it's nice to be able to take this and say, okay, I'm looking at this day and this day. Does that work with your schedule? And we can most certainly see what we can do.
You know what? I want to give a word of encouragement to those that are actually standing up in the faith and doing this stuff, as we call it here in the ministry. Isn't it interesting that the world can be the hammer that beats up on us, the anvil? But isn't it interesting, the anvil doesn't need to be replaced, the hammer does. Here's the good news, right? The seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere, no matter what happens in this country. I also want people to understand that the Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Who said that? John Wycliffe. Listen again. This Bible is for the government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And for those that have enough dust on the top of their Bibles because they haven't read it, you know what? I could come along and write the word damnation on top of it, couldn't I? Let's get a little pledge and a couple paper towels and clean that off and open that book that is blood-bought, and let's stand up and prove our God, America, because right now is the opportunity to do just that. All right? We love you by what we do. Again, we thank you for Zinger, WZNG, 1400 AM, Shelby, Tennessee. Thank you for your trust. And as always, friends, we love you, our listeners, by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts, and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected